This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You gotta take a stand. It don't help.
Confusion, confusion, confusion. I have seen... I read an article today about the Blazers game against Ulm.
I've seen it.
The German side.
Yes.
Where they say the game is going to be televised, but I said, I don't remember that because we had, remember this when the K2 news broke and we had the president of business operations of the Portland Trailblazers on the show? You remember that?
I do.
Do you remember that? Dwayne Hankins, anybody? He came on and he said, we will have a preseason game and we are looking at the 18th as being the launch. Today is not the 18th, but I did see, and there's been confusion amongst Blazer fans on what as to whether this game will be televised or not.
If it is being televised, it is not going to be by K2.
Okay.
So I'll tell you that.
Bada bing, bada bing, bada boom.
To be totally blunt, we are running a test tonight, so...
Do you just Tim Taylor me?
I believe that there is maybe still a free preview on the old NBA League Pass. So if you have like a Comcast Xfinity type subscription.
Yeah, I don't think League Pass is picking this one up.
No?
Because I don't even...
Even for the... no, that's right. Because there's not an opposing team.
No, it's an international team. And I don't believe the Blazers are... Now... The Blazers are going to probably run their in-house cameras and not the ones for TV, but to capture film. Because the important thing about this, besides getting the Blazers ready, is there are potentially two top 10 picks in the building. So Noah Senge.
Who are they?
Noah Senge and Ben Saroff.
I'm going to go with two guys the Blazers won't be able to get because they'll manage to F it up somehow.
Wait, nah.
What?
Hopefully they're picking in front of that, to be honest. But you still want to get these guys in the building and get a look at them. I've been told that there's upwards of 40 scouts from the NBA that are going to be at the game tonight.
Now, are we going to see the full complement of Blazers, excluding Shaedon Sharpe and Robert Williams III?
The hope is that yes.
Okay, so Anthony Simons expected back tonight.
Not expected yet. I think it's going to be a situation where we'll see how he goes. And if this was a regular season game, he plays. Yeah. But I think they hope that he can play a few minutes tonight and then a few minutes on Friday.
Okay.
So as soon as we get off air here, I'm going to cross the bridge and find out what's going on when I get over to Moda.
I'll tell you this right here, right now. Right here, right now. After watching the... Because I was in over my head on Sunday, didn't really watch the Blazers Kings, but I you can get it on the YouTubes, right? You can, or the League Pass thing.
Yeah, it's on BlazerVision.
This team's gonna be defensive minded, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah, because I mean, number one, they're gonna be offensively challenged because the only guy that bends defenses is Anthony.
Yeah,
like, but My hope is this. I've moved to this point now with Shane's injury. My hope is that the starting lineup going on opening night with everything as it is Ant, Tumani, Denny, JG, DA. And then Scoot runs the second unit. And basically, let's put Ant with a bunch of big-ass wings and DA on the floor. And basically put your best foot forward with viable spacing. Let Denny be your secondary creator. JG's your kind of your play finisher along with DA. And then let Two kind of spread his wings a little bit. And everybody's going to push back and go, oh, Scoot needs to play. Scoot needs the ball in his hands. And if Scoot needs the ball in his hands, you're taking it out of the guy's hand in Anthony's who bends defenses.
Yep.
So if you want to get the fun, close game stuff, you need to have Ant doing more. And the way to do that is to just kind of spread them apart with two different units.
May I ask a question?
Yes. Sure.
There is a certain Blazers Twitter account, which will remain nameless, that list ESPN ranked players ahead of Anthony Simons, which includes Jaime Jaquez Jr.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Brandon Miller, Brandon Podziemski, Jeremy Grant, Chris Paul, Austin Reeves.
Yeah, that ESPN 100 list is terrible. I've basically refused to acknowledge it because it's all rage bait. Ant is very clearly a top 100 player in the NBA. I'd probably, doing it myself, I'd probably have him anywhere from like 70 to 80, right in that range. Tyler Hero, Ant is a better version of Tyler Hero, and he's available more often. The idea of Jaime Jaquez, like, Jaime's good. He's just a role player. He's not going to run your offense. Austin Reeves.
I believe also known as the Damian Lillard trade package.
Yes, part of, for sure. Bill Simmons did his over-unders for the season and basically just beat the Miami media debacle over the head. It was pretty funny. Also, he's a Celtics guy, so that kind of comes with that. Brandon Miller, I think you can make an argument. Now, he's not better right now, but if you're projecting long-term, 6'9" dude.
Like, that was the one that stood out to me. I was like, okay, yeah, I could
Ant's better right now. But, I mean, Ant's better right now. But, yeah, no, those top 100 lists, the Blazers only had two players, I believe. It was Ant and... Ant at 100 and Jeremy at 80. If you want to say Jeremy's better than Ant, there's a world that exists. I value what Ant can do as an offensive engine probably more, but
defensively.
But not only that, Jeremy's player archetype, i.e., 6'8" guy who shoots volume threes at 40%, is quite literally the rarest thing in the NBA outside of the freakish bigs like Chet and Wemby. But yeah, that top 100 list is. It's unfortunate because I know a lot of people who work on it, but I also know that it's put together in a way that's meant to piss people off.
Not on TV.
No.
I just got a text from somebody on the production crew that said, yo, if that game's on TV, it's not by the Blazers.
Yeah. Yeah. So definitely stone cold chilling right now.
Like I said, maybe I should have thought about that, but in terms of the league passing, because they're not playing another NBA team.
Yeah. And I don't think they're pushing the feed out. So, which even to the league office, which is what Sacramento did. And then they overlaid their radio broadcast over the top of it on Wednesday or on Sunday. Travis DeMers is doing the radio call.
All right.
So if you want to do it that way. But if you want to see and Noah Sengue and Ben Saroff and the Trailblazers tonight, just hop down to the building.
All right.
So you're saying it's a good night for me and the fam to go out for my daughter's birthday because she's turning 8.
I would say yes.
Yeah. The traffic will not be punitive, I will say.
All right. So, well, we'll find out more tomorrow when you come in here. Because that's how I'm going to take this game in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you all about it. All right. I'm hoping it's one of those situations where they kick me down to the floor for the game because they have so many scouts.
To play? Oh.
Oh, yeah, no. I'll get some jumpers up. Okay. Look, man, that every
just
time I...
watch your shot get sent to the upper deck.
Rain dance!
Oh, man. Every time I'm in the practice facility and they put the balls German back going, in the rack. Oh, God. Like, the balls on the rack call to me like the Green Goblin mask. Every time I'm at the practice facility,
gonna mark that.
It's just gonna. I want to go over there and just start getting shots up every single time. I'm like, can't do that. Can't do that. Why? I just it. But it just. It's just like.
I can just imagine the Blazers roster going. No. Don't. Oh, he's doing it.
I will say. The one time that I have taken a shot at the Blazers practice facility was 2 years ago, we were waiting for somebody to come over. Ball comes flying over to me. It was right. It was, I think it was the first practice I was back after my right hip surgery. I could barely move. I threw the ball to Chauncey, and he goes, "No, no." And he passed it back to me. He says, "Shoot it." And so I took about a 30-foot corner three and cashed it out. And then acted like it didn't bother me. And inside, it was an incredibly loud scream of, "Oh, my God, that hurts so bad."
That's like saying when I was in college and we were playing on an 8-foot dunk hoop at Bush Elementary, and I got on a fast break and actually got up and dunked it and fell and flat on my back and knocked the wind out of me.
Let he who has not celebrated a little too hard on the 8-foot dunk who cast the first stone.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.